Helen, before I tell you the secret to numbers, can you please share with me and your audience why you feel the way you do about maths? What happened?
I was an art student, never sciences. So I loved my reading and I loved my English and I would read all the classic books and everything. And then it would come to the maths lessons and it would all go horribly wrong. And I would struggle with them. Because I was quite clever at school. I was in the top set for maths, but it always went too quick for me. So I got behind. And then I got put into the second group and I still didn't understand it. And then my dad used to literally hunt me down and say, right, let's go over tables. And I'd sit behind the sofa and I would cry rather than him get cross with me because I still didn't know my 8 or 9 times table. And 9 was okay. 8 was awful.
Well, and, let's change that. And first off, you're not talking about maths. You're talking about memory. You were asked to memorize a bunch of numbers to say in case somebody asked you a question like 6 times 7. So you're not really doing any maths. Now let's try to turn on this calculator in your brain. So just for fun, Helen, take a look at the calculator. Look at the buttons on there. And do you see a 10 button anywhere?
A 10.
Yeah, is there a 10 on a calculator?
No.
No. The only reason a calculator works is because it starts at 0. So if you want to turn on your calculator, you have to start at 0. So look at your hands. The human body has 10 fingers, and we've all learned to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's what's confusing everyone. You have to count 0. So on your first hand, Helen,
yeah.
Let's count starting with 0 on the first finger. It sounds like this. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Then I've run out of fingers.
Your other hand?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're thinking like a calculator, 0 through 9, right?
But then I've lost a finger.
You think so, but you've actually gained a brain. Now you're going to be
a
human calculator. You ready? So now 9 is the last digit.
Yeah.
The secret to numbers is every number higher than 9 adds down to 9. So Helen, just for fun, write down the number 10.
Right.
And you and your listeners probably wrote down a 1 followed by a 0, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the number 10. Now, add up all the digits in that number. What's a 1 plus a 0?
1.
1. Put that total of the digits underneath the 10.
Okay.
And now subtract. What's 10 minus 1?
9.
Every number in the universe.
Yeah.
Goes back to 9. Oh, so let's try the number 11. Uh-huh. Write down 11.
Yeah.
Now add it up. What's 1 plus 1?
2.
2. Put the total underneath and now subtract. What's 11 take away 2?
9.
Let's try 12. What's 1 plus 2?
3.
12 take away 3?
9.
Now you pick a number and I'll do it for you.
48.
4 plus 8 is 12. I put the 12 underneath the 48, and I subtract 48, take away 12. That gives me 36. Look at my answer, 36. What's 3 plus 6?
9.
So now all of your listeners,
hello,
everyone write down your age. And now add the two digits together and put that total underneath your age.
Oh, do I have to?
And subtract. So you're subtracting the sum from your age.
Yeah.
And the answer you get should be a number that adds up to 9. Hirsty, did it work for you?
That's cool. If only I was 27 again.
If
only you were 37 again. Oh.